This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 19 of our podcast. My name is Christopher and alongside me is...
Ismay,
Ruby, May, and Eli. We're your hosts today on the behalf of Youth Action Group. How about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing one cool hobby?
Hi everyone, I'm Eli. I am above age of, let's just say 30 plus, You go 30 plus. I went to King's High School and my hobby is wrestling and judo, so I love grappling.
My name is Christopher, I'm 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. One hobby of mine is probably mountain biking.
My name is Ismay, I'm 13 years old, I go to Queens and my hobby is probably directing movies.
Cool. My name is Ruby May, or Ruby, I'm 14, I also go to Queens and my hobby, I like playing the guitar quite a lot.
Nice.
Yeah. Welcome to That's a Hot Take, the part of the show where things get a little bit spicy. We have some controversial, slightly ridiculous opinions, and we'll see if they're genius or just plain unhinged. So, my hot take is... Oh, this is hard. Should have thought about this. Hot take, we should have a way longer school break than just 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
For summer.
I agree.
I think America took the whole summer off, eh?
Yeah, they take like 3 months.
Yeah.
Put in the petition, guys. I'm signing.
I'm signing as well.
I'm signing as well.
Nice.
My hot take is probably I'm 5 minutes away and I'm still at home.
5 minutes away? What? Oh, I see. So you're saying that when someone calls you and says, Chris, where are you? We're waiting for you. And you're like, I'm 5 minutes away, but really?
Still at home.
That's a good one. Nice.
Oh, I don't have a hot take.
No hot take?
No hot take? That's okay.
Hot take.
Well, I've got a hot take. My hot take is pineapples belong on pizza.
Absolutely.
No.
Come on, man. What about Hawaiian?
You're insane if you think that.
Hawaiian pizza, man.
No.
Yes.
No. Ham. Just have ham pizza.
I have ham and cheese. That's all.
Ham plus pineapple. Hawaiian.
No.
Ham and cheese, chicken if I feel like it.
What is wrong with pineapple on pizza?
It's a fruit. It doesn't belong on pizza. It's disgusting. And it gets your pizza all soggy.
Well, if it's because it's a fruit, did you know that tomatoes are fruit?
Yeah.
So should we take tomatoes out as well?
Yeah, but there's no tomatoes, it's just tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce. Oh, tomatoes are in tomato sauce, though. What if you just take out the tomato sauce?
Yeah, but pineapple's a sweet fruit.
Yeah, so
you had hummus.
Yeah, but like
tomatoes aren't a sweet fruit.
Hummus on pizza sounds low-key kind of bomb.
It's actually really good.
Have you had it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a hot take. That's it for this week's questionable opinions. More bold claims and bad logic next time.
Welcome to Blind Bites, the game where our taste buds go on an emotional roller coaster. We've got mystery snacks, blindfolds, and probably a few regrets coming up. Two foods, one mouth, zero dignity. Let's get munching.
I'm so scared.
All right,
blindfolds.
I prepared these.
Thank you.
Where's Christopher's?
Interesting foods.
Oh, I'm really scared. I don't want to do
this. So, once those blindfolds go on.
I smelt it once and it didn't smell good.
Yes.
Oh, this is real bad.
So,
oh, I'm terrified.
If you're listening and you can't see what's going on there, our three hosts, they have blindfolds on now. I'm taking the lid off this so you can see what's in here. And
can we see?
Pretty.
No, because we have to guess.
Pretty disgusting.
Oh, Eli.
Ew.
So I'm going to, if you pass me your fork, I'm just going to put it on the end.
Start not disgusting, then go bad.
Grab your fork, Chris. Yep. Okay. Ruby, don't eat it yet. When I say go, I want
to. Oh, it smells weird.
Oh, I'm scared.
Okay, and I'll grab that from you.
Oh.
Ismay, here's yours.
It smells like carrots.
Now I want you to give that a go and see
Oh, I don't want to.
Just put the whole thing in there.
Oh, it's carrots.
It's just a carrot. I was right.
Carrots?
Carrots and carrots, salt water
in something.
See, well, everyone can see what you guys are.
Carrots and salt water?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Ismay.
Okay, I've tasted so many. I've tasted a lot of salt water.
Try our next one. So grab that, Christopher.
Where is it?
Yep, cool. Ruby?
Oh, no.
Don't try it yet because.
Wait, is all of them going to be dipped in some liquid?
Ooh.
Wait a minute, there we go. Okay, now give
that
a
weird.
Try.
It smells like a peach.
What do you think? What's the...
Is it all dipped in salt water?
Oh, nectarine and salt water.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, good.
Cha-ching.
Ismay was quick on that one.
Oh,
why am I
so
first?
Gross.
I know you said two, but I actually got a couple more, so...
Great.
This is actually really good.
It's not that good. No, I'm scared.
Right.
Okay. Smells weird.
They're all dipped in salt water.
Oh, I can taste the salt water.
Right, now give it a go.
They're all dipped in salt water. They're all dipped in salt water.
Yes, that came. We'll give you a clap for that, but what is the actual
Is that a pear?
Pear? Oh, pear is correct.
Oh,
pear and salt water.
Pears. Yes. So gross.
You like pears and you like pineapple on pizza? That's crazy.
Yeah. The salt water's the bad. Did you just go to the beach and get salt water?
I went to the beach to look for food and this is what I came up with.
Oh my God.
The salt water tastes good with it.
It's
what
not that
about?
Good. And you don't like pineapple on pizza, so you can shush.
And you don't like this?
This is gross.
Oh my God, what does it smell like?
Somebody,
is this the last one, Eli?
This is the last one.
Good.
The last one.
It's all dipped in salt water, isn't it?
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go.
Apple and salt water.
Oh, that's so bad.
Right there, Chris? I think you've had a big...
Wait a minute.
Wait,
can we take our blindfolds off?
You can take your blindfolds off.
It's kind of sour, though.
You can have a look at this as well.
Take your blindfold off.
Yeah, but
it's so bad.
Awesome. There we go.
The one that I got has so much salt water on it.
Yes.
And that's Blind Bites, where the flavours are questionable and the guesses are worse. Big thanks to our brave taste testers. May your stomachs forgive you.
Welcome to a new segment called Complete Gibberish, where I'll either say a line from Harry Styles' song or I'll say a complete random line that I've just made up. It is your job to determine if it is Harry Styles or gibberish. Okay, lyric number one is, green eyes, fried rice, I could cook an egg on you. Harry Styles, or did I make that up?
Green
eyes, fried rice, I could cook an egg on you.
Kind of sounds like Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Say Harry Styles.
Same.
You're right. It's from Music for a Sushi Restaurant.
Yes.
Yes.
Good job, guys. Okay. Okay. You're like a volcano waiting to burst, but the more you do it, the more it hurts.
Gibberish.
I'll tell you, that's Harry. That's classic Harry from 2000 and... What do you reckon, Chris?
Harry.
It's gibberish.
Oh. Yes.
It sounds like something what Harry would say.
Very poetic.
I know.
I've said Harry 9 times.
But it's Harry, so.
Every day of the week, so anyway.
Okay. I flew 12 hours, waited for 4, just for you to say you don't want me anymore.
Now that's classic Harry.
Gibberish.
Sounds like Harry.
It's also gibberish.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
Like, man,
I'm rocking
okay.
at this.
Okay, this is funny. The fridge light washes this room white. Moon dances over your good side.
No, you wrote that.
Harry.
It's definitely Ruby, I think.
I think Harry, I'm just going to go
it's
with
it's Harry.
I know
yes!
It.
Eli, you
know
what, man.
I thought I knew Harry, but
Eli.
I don't know him.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is the last one. Your flowers just died. Plant new seeds in the melody.
Gibberish.
Harry.
I'm with Chris. It's gibberish.
Eli, it's Harry.
Oh, my gosh. I am so good at this, and I don't like Harry Styles.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That was. I'm actually impressed, Ismay. You're, like, crazy good at that. Eli,
that was
get a grip, man.
Well done, Ismay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was Complete Gibberish featuring Harry Styles. Pierce, if anyone has any tips to earn money quickly for the tickets, let me know, please.
Classes in session. Welcome to Meme School. This is a segment where young people become the teacher. Break down a meme meaning and history of memes. Confusing your mum or grandparents. That's one of the teachers who still thinks Facebook is sus. My meme is Riz. Riz is basically saying if like a person has like good style or yeah, basically.
Good style.
Sounds like Eli.
I think I got a bit of Riz.
Can you use it in a sentence, please, sir?
Eli has so much Riz, so he gets all the girls.
Well, inform our listeners that I am happily married, Christopher, so...
He's got girls.
A girl.
A.
Not plural. Singular.
So I have got Riz. I did have Riz back in the day, they probably would say about me, but okay. Is it connected to charisma or is it... That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's probably derived from that word, eh? Charisma.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, my meme is Slay. Slay is basically like, oh my gosh, you're so gorgeous. You did so well. You basically slayed at that. You're so slay. Like stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And in a sentence, it's like, oh my gosh, girl, you slayed in that outfit.
Slay the boots down. Yo. Slay the house down. I don't know what it is.
Like slaying the dragon.
Yeah.
Or is that something totally different?
That's I think that's different.
Different.
Okay. It's like, yeah, I guess because you slayed that outfit, yeah. But no.
No.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the original meaning did mean like,
yeah.
Stab.
So my one, it's a little bit old, but I've chosen Damn Daniel. So that's from, like, 2010s. It was in a Vine, and it kind of means, like, damn, bro, you're kind of cringe. Stop doing that.
I've never heard that.
I've heard it.
Never, ever.
I don't think so.
Well, you're Gen Alpha, so.
That's a new one.
And that's today's lesson of Meme School. Cringeless? I can't say the word.
It's okay.
You are now officially one step closer to being fluent in internet.
Yo.
If you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Fiacco. That is WHEAKO on TikTok.
And that's us for this episode. Thank you for hanging out with us wherever you loved, learned something, or just listen in awkward silence. We appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have a segment idea, hit us up. You'll hear from us next time in a fortnight. See you later.
That's us for another episode of the Grady Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog, and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.